in that sort of aristocratic hothouse of the Heian period. One thing that distinguishes medieval Japanese culture is that it was extremely aestheticized. It turned beauty into a kind of cult, and that included everything in daily life, not just objects like mirrors or chopsticks or whatever it was, but life itself, which was, of course, highly ritualized in an aristocratic society. It always is. That's true of all aristocratic societies, but possibly the aristocracy of the Heian period went further than any other culture before or since. People communicated by writing poetry. They had incense-smelling contests. They were connoisseurs of every kind of aesthetic pursuit. And that included the relations between men and women. Of course, feelings came into it, and so that led to jealousies and all the normal forms of human behavior, which Murasaki recorded so beautifully.
And we can see something of Lady Murasaki's world of aesthetic refinement and incense-smelling contests in our mirror. On the back, the elegant decoration shows a pair of cranes in flight, their heads thrown back, their wings outstretched, and pine branches in their beaks. Their necks elegantly curve to match exactly the curve of the circular mirror, and on the outer edge are more decorative pine fronds. It's a beautifully balanced, perfectly composed work of art. But as well as being beautiful, our mirror also had a meaning, because cranes had a reputation for longevity. The Japanese believed they lived for 1,000 years. And Lady Murasaki tells us of one of her contemporaries, who at a particular court event wore a